Our Graham, Maine fishermen will once again be allowed to catch shrimp. For the last decade, there's been a fishing moratorium for New England because of concerns that the shrimp population has been shrinking dramatically. Well, now a sampling program funded by the fishing industry will collect more data. Fishermen will be allowed to catch up to 58,000 pounds of shrimp this winter. It is a far cry, though, from the early 2010s when fishermen caught more than 10 million pounds of shrimp annually. The program is intended to run from January through March.
Maine's shrimp fishery has gone dark after a moratorium took place a decade ago. But boats will soon be able to harvest the crustacean, at least for a little while. A small shrimp research sampling program is set to launch in January.
Christmas Eve and the final dash to the shops and markets for many a festive feast is well underway. Miles Holbrook Walk is at the 36-hour seafood marathon at Sydney's Fish Market, which is packed to the gills this morning. Miles, tell us. How busy is it expected to get?
An idea of what this is all about and why people come down here to get their seafood. Let's just run through the numbers. Across the time when it starts at 5 a.m. in the morning on to the 23rd of December, right through to 5 p.m. tonight, 20 tons of prawns as well, by the way, and my personal favorite, 70,000 dozen oysters.
Here, so really just about a week or so, you will have to start taking a closer look at the menus when you go out to eat. That's when restaurants are supposed to let you know if they are using imported seafood, and if they don't, there will be some really big fines.
What if the shrimp you thought came from Louisiana was actually imported? CD Consulting sampled 24 restaurants in Baton Rouge and
drink. What would you like?
I like a fifth of Ripple.
I beg your pardon?
We'll both have champagne. Yeah, that's good. Champagne and Ripple.
In a world of chaos and complexity, how does nature always seem to get it right? Some things go beyond random chance or happy accidents. Progress takes years of innovation, adaptation, and intuition. There are no shortcuts, just the right way. Experience. Introducing our new stablecoin. This is Ripple USD.
Ripple, the bright new drink with that ring-a-ding flavor, Ripple.
Ice cold Ripple is the new drink for lively people.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold
it's a drive?
Enter the shrimp bar.
Your transistor radio, take it to the head. You see, she got rosy colors flashing, astro pop red.
Hey, hey, coming to you live on tape from Jerry's Closet, Manitoba. This is shrimpfarm.crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance, coming to you each and every week, twice a week, at midnight on CKUW 95.9 FM. And my name is John.
I'm Jason.
We got a great show for you this week. I can't contain my excitement.
This is actually our second anniversary show, isn't it, John?
It is. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to us.
Yeah,
nothing. I mean, the second anniversary, isn't that the paper anniversary?
I don't know, sandstone?
Tar.
Soapstone?
It's tar.
It's pumice. No, I don't know.
Pumice.
Pume?
Is that how you say it? What is pumice?
Pumice is a volcanic rock.
I've seen it in soaps.
It's left over. Yeah, you've seen it. It's very grainy. It's granular. It's rough. It's got a roughness.
I pumiced the skin right off my back once.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't see it. No scrubbing.
It's good for that, taking off dead skin.
Speaking of dead skin, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas? It was great. There was not really...
Holidays, sorry.
Not really a lot of dead...
I mean, a lot of people don't celebrate Christmas, right? But everyone just calls it Christmas season anyway.
Well, it was. Guys had a great Christmas.
Good, good.
And the family was all together, and we had good food, and I'm just grateful that we all have our health. We had some bad news today. My sister's dog, beautiful Bluebell, is no longer with us. So we'll just take a moment of silence.
Yeah, that's a sad one.
And we're back. And we got some brand new music from Fang Island, the band that is now defunct, Jason. Do you know what defunct means?
Yes, it means they were in action at one point in their lifetimes, but now they're not. They're no longer functioning.
But they have put out a compilation, like a package that just came out, a bunch of their music. But this is a brand new single they just put out with featuring Andrew WK.
He was the party guy.
Yeah, but he's good. This is a good song. It's called Patterns on the Wall by Fang Island featuring Andrew WK. And you're listening to
Shrimpfarm.crypto.
That's brand new music from Voyeur, Whisper. Before that, we heard Fang Island featuring Andrew WK with Patterns on the Wall. Jason, what are you afraid of most when you go to Fang Island? Is it the snakes or the vampires?
Probably just anything biting me with fangs. So monkeys. Spiders. I'm always scared of chimpanzees. They'll eat your face right off.
I don't think they have fangs. I think spiders maybe have fangs.
Fangs would be too tiny to worry about.
Well, there's some big spiders, my man.
Very true.
Some big spiders.
What else has fangs? Are wolves? Wolves?
Does a wolf have a fang?
Oh, wolves are full of fangs.
Well, here's another thing. Fang? Fing?
The fang.
In England, they say fang. Fing. That means like thing. They'll say fing. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about. Another thing.
And they say, fang you.
Thank you very much. Jason, you know as well as I do, the people are listening to shrimpfarm.crypto.
I know as well as you do that people are listening. Yes, I do, John. We know we're speaking to you right now if you're listening, and thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Once again, we really appreciate you lending us your ears.
It's true. We love your attention, and we crave it. We crave it because we just want to produce content that you absorb.
Yes, we live for it. We work at candy stores, and when we're working all week, we're thinking, at least we get to do this on the weekend. We get to share some audio of us talking and us playing some of our favorite music, John.
Some of those choice cuts.
Choice cuts. That's what they always say down at the video game store.
You know, when I'm getting my choice cuts, I always like to go to a butcher that is in my neighborhood.
Me too. And I used to go to Kent Brothers on McGregor, but it's gone.
Well, when I get my choice cuts, I like a butcher in my neighborhood. And Jason, that would be a local butcher.
Bill the Butcher?
Local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes.
Local spotlight.
It can be sold.
Sold if it's bought right.
We present to you
local spotlight.
My wings were ripped off.
You're flying a hot kite.
Ladies and gentlemen,
local spotlight. Today's local spotlight will feature Lucas Roger. Lucas is known as the guitar doctor in town as well. He works at Beardsell Guitars. Al Beardsell makes incredible guitars, and his right-hand man as far as repairing and setting up and just doing magical things. I took a guitar to Lucas about 3 years ago, and he set it up. He did something to the pickups that all of a sudden it turned into like this singing instrument. But he set it up so well that I haven't had to touch it or bring it back there for 3 years, John.
And what can you tell us about his music?
Well, he's also a very, very talented singer-songwriter. He's in kind of the rock and roll vein. You could tell he was raised on guitar chords and songs about the neighborhood, community, feeling, mad trad or trappers, all kinds of things.
Excellent. So I'm excited.
He's got a brand new album out called Finite Light. Not Infinite Light, John. Finite Light. So I like that title.
An unforgettable title. It really is.
It is. And here is the first real hit off this album called Upstairs Window, right here on
shrimpfarm.crypto.
traitor here behind the wheel, tricked by a feeling that could have been real. And on the way, I saw the truth. I felt it deep inside in red and blue. Oh, it's like you know me. Know that I need you in Rescue City. Rescue me in my time of need. Take control before I start to bleed. Oh, rescue me. Rescue me. Rescue me. Rescue me.
That was Rescue City, the second single that we're playing here on shrimpfarm.crypto off Lucas Rogers' new album, Finite Light. Not infinite, it's finite. Get your light while you can.
There's only so much light out there, Jason.
Well, and especially this time of year, John, that's absolutely true. Have you looked in the have you looked the candle in the mirror lately?
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Jason.
That was beautiful. That was the Sergey Brin and whoever the other guy is that owned they owned Google, sending us a nice little anniversary message via YouTube.
Absolutely right.
That was from the Flintstones.
Yeah, you remember the Flintstones growing up? It was on after school.
It was on before school. It was on all the time. At first, I didn't really love the Flintstones, but it was the only thing to watch, and then I became obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a good... We grew up in the perfect time. We're Generation X.
We know what it's like to live without the internet, without a cell phone, and we know what it's like to live with one.
We're the generation, the first generation that their parents took pills to stop us from being born.
They made us drink Tang, and now we can only drink organic orange juice.
Well, no, but they made us drink Tang and the promise that we were going to go to outer space one day. And I find this to be very frustrating. All this astronaut food I had to eat growing up in preparation for outer space.
Tang was healthy.
Did not happen.
My mom would not let me eat Count Chocula cereal every day.
You know, I think we
better... That was my dream.
I think we better get this one going a little bit early this time with the, I hate to say it, but beat of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, beat of the week.
Everybody's listening to this brand new segment. It's beat of the week.
Beat of the week.
The wolves are coming. The wolves are at the door. They couldn't score the shore. What's fresh meat for? I'm the fresh smash hit of the season. Just give me a reason. I'll chill so chill. The scene will be freezing. They're like, where did he come from? Where did he come from? The reason is dumb, dumb. The slums are selective. I came to critique the dance clique. Slam the selector. Correct the heck out of the managing director. Doctor the dub mix. Dancing the tracks tricks. Forget it. No more edits until we're tied up in tactics. Whiteboard algorithm favors didactics.
tricks. Drowning in whack shit, fake as an actress. Trailing in trap hits, the circus demands more backflips. Acrobatic DJ occasionally will fall flat. Fabric will fit fat, sleeping on slip mats. Dizzy but dexterous, connected like Nexus. This vision will only vex us, but these are the facts. Checking system for random attacks. Time to text your team for backup.
Black is gonna stack up. Beast would turn the track up. Fresh chrome never crack up.
Money, true love, greed and death. Put it all together so you ain't got nothing left. Ambition, power, promises, vendettas. Living inside of an operetta. Money, true love, greed and death. Get up every morning, I'm just grateful for my breath. Drowning in drama, drifting home. Truck along the train tracks, polished as fresh chrome. Shiny like fresh chrome.
Fresh chrome silver on the platinum tip. Shimmer like a flash across Gordon's ship. Buck Rogers gonna dip. Watch Wilma make your wig flip. Real wild catting in that jumpsuit satin.
Television miracles really can happen.
I was lectured by the cap'n.
Never stop rapping. Money, true love, greed and death. Put it all together so you ain't got nothing left. Ambition, power, promises, vendettas. Living inside of an operetta. Money, true love, greed and death. Get up every morning, I'm just grateful for my breath.
Drowning in drama, drifting home. Truck along the train tracks, polished as fresh chrome.
Shiny like fresh chrome. Shiny like fresh chrome. Money, true love, greed and death. Put it all together soon you ain't got nothing left. Ambition, power, promises, vendettas. Living inside of an operetta. Money, true love, greed and death. Get up every morning, I'm just grateful for my breath. Drowning in drama, drifting home. Truck along the train tracks, polish is fresh chrome.
Nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. This is the nightmare crossing the border, bringing the check and puzzle order. Postal Order. This is the Nightmare Crossing the Border, bringing the check on the Postal Order. This is the Nightmare Crossing the Border, bringing the check on the Postal Order. This is the Nightmare Crossing the Border, bringing the check on the Postal Order. This is the Nightmare Crossing the Border, bringing the check on the Postal Order. This is the Nightmare Crossing the Border, bringing the check on the Postal Order. This is the Nightmare Crossing the Border, took a steady climb, the gradient's against her, but she's on time.
Thank you.
Nala Seinfro, Continuum 7.
Before that, we heard brand new music from Aphex Twin, music from the merch desk, and that's Nightmail, and that Christmas gift from Aphex Twin to us came out December 17th, a bunch of tracks he's been recording for the last 7 years while he's on the road. And
he's got away with titles because just the word Nightmail is interesting. That's nothing, you don't ever get mail at night. So
I think in England, it's a British thing, maybe.
Oh, really? They're delivering mail after dark?
Yeah, I think it's an English thing. I'm not sure.
I don't know about that, John.
I think maybe a trip to over the pond is due, Jason.
Are you thinking of bangers?
No.
Okay.
I am thinking of club tracks.
Yes.
So, you're listening to ShrimpFarm.Crypto, the most unique radio program in your area. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance. You listen to CKW 95.9 FM. And my name is Electric John, and this is my pal, Jason Eastwood.
Thank you very much. We're so glad to be here, reigning in this new year. We're going to call it 2025, John.
We are, and it is our anniversary, our two-year anniversary. We started on the New Year's Eve.
Yes, our 25th anniversary.
It just, you know, didn't turn out exactly like that at this point.
Our second anniversary.
It is our second anniversary. 2 years we've been rocking it, we've been doing it, we've been living it, and yeah, good time.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you for tuning in, tuning in.
That was nice. That's a special send-in card or whatever you call that, an audiogram from our buddies Fred and Barney. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Fred and Barney.
Fred and Barney have been listeners of the show, I think for, well over 2,000 years.
Now, have you ever seen a Christmas film called It's a Wonderful Life? Jimmy Stewart?
If you would have stopped at it, I would have said, yes, I've seen
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful
Life. Oh, it's one of my favorites. In fact, that was Jimmy Stewart was almost out of acting. He came back from World War II, and he was in a bad state. And Frank Capra threw him a bone, and that film.
I wonder if Jim Henson was paying attention, because in that film, the policeman, the traffic cop is called Bert, and the cab driver is Ernie. They're Bert and Ernie.
Well, and that's where the Sesame Street folks picked that up,
I guess. You never know. Maybe Jim Henson was paying attention to that. We've got another exciting segment right now.
If Jim Henson was paying attention to that, then you know that's an angel getting his wings right now.
Right. Ding, 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 ding. That's right. Zuzu's Bells.
Like Clarence.
Yes. We have this crazy segment now coming up on the show.
It's going to be dangerous, but we can walk on ice on this show, can't we?
Why not? What's the show? What's the segment?
I don't know. I was getting excited to hear what it was from you.
Oh, yeah, we just had a hot Jets 3.0.
Very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
Yes, John, the Winnipeg Jets are the first place team in the NHL. This is not a mirage.
Still number one. They were number one pretty much from the start of the season, and they've held that spot. Lots of teams nipping at the heels, but they're not getting that spot. We're holding that number one spot. And when they get too close, we kick them in the jaw.
This is that time, and as a Winnipeg Jet fan, when you're just on the edge of your seat because you're watching one of the best lines to ever play in hockey. They've come together, the Gabe Vilardi, Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele. This is like the throwback to the hot line of the WHA with Hull, Hedberg, and Nilsson.
That's right. Lars-Erik Sjöberg was also quite good.
It's all coming to connection. And what happened with that line? They won 3 Avco Cups. So I think we have 3 Stanley Cups coming. Winnipeg is going to be the new city of champions.
Champion city right there, for real.
Champion city, Winnipeg. Edmonton used to be the city of champions, but they're going down.
Edmonton used to be hip, but Edmonton is Deadmonton. Wincredible. Winnipeg Jets taking over. And Jason, we are, and again, Jets fans should be watching and enjoying one of the best team in on the NHL, one of the best line, or the best line in the NHL. But instead, a lot of Jet fans are going, yeah, real good now, but let's see what happens coming to playoff time.
Side note, I've been having some meetings with the owner group of West Edmonton Mall.
Uh-oh.
They're thinking because of dismal attendance at in Edmonton, people are sick of it. They want a new city to host the West Edmonton Mall. They will move it truck by truck. And Gary's Closet is right now number 2 on the list of prospective sites.
I hope we get it because there's a lot of room out here in the prairies if we just get a little bit north of the perimeter. But not only that, I hope we get it because there's very little entertainment in Gary's Closet. It's just not. It's all in the south.
And it's almost a done deal. But the main thing holding it up right now, the sticking point, is there's a representatives from the Closet that don't want the West label to be on there, and the people that want it, they want it to be called West Gary's Closet Mall.
Well, and Peter Pocklington has never been that popular in the closet.
No, he's not. Ever since he sold Gretzky at that auction back in the late 80s.
That was terrible, that at Los Angeles scene.
To deal a human being like that.
Bruce McNall.
To another country.
Bruce McNall ended up going to prison for a very long time.
Well, John Candy, he owned the Argos and it killed him.
Well, we'll see you next week on Chess 3.0.
It's that time of year again. Time for one of Winnipeg's longest-standing traditions, Sparky Night. Saturday, January 17th, meet the cast of Fame. The Edmonton Eskimos come to town to tackle the Bombers on Ice Yep. And, of course, everybody's favorite use for a pie. We're talking about the lowest-priced, best night of family entertainment of the year, Sparky Night. 35th anniversary show, Saturday, January 17th. Proceeds to the Society for Manitobans with Disabilities.
Time. If you fall asleep with me, you can dream and drowse. The minutes turn to hours. We could climb a tree or two and watch the sun go down upon our sleepy town. Spent with you, summer went away, and we just weren't the same. It's just you and me alone. We're grown up but no kids. You kiss me on the lips.
About to come to a close in the next few days. We came from distant space, and even what some might call somewhat of another dimension, and we're about to return from whence we came.
Porcupine Tree, last chance to exit planet Earth before it is recycled. Jason, before that, some great music.
We heard the new song from Magdalena Bay called Image.
Very good. Very good stuff this week on the farm.
There's all kinds of music, all kinds of ideas, things flying, things coming at you right here on shrimpfarm.crypto, CKUW.
95.9 FM. And you know what? Sometimes there's even subversion.
Subversion.
CKUW 95.9 FM.
Boomer Barry.
Okay. This is something that I've talked about before that I'm bringing up again. And I find it disturbing. It's about store mannequins without heads. And you're probably thinking to yourself right now, well, why does he find this so disturbing? Well, because I don't know, maybe I'm the only person that pays attention to this, but there must be somebody else out there that finds this somewhat disturbing. A mannequin figure without a head, and yet it's got a neck. Well, why have a neck if you don't have a head? Why not just have the body already? Because the neck serves no useful purpose without the head attached to it. So think about this. If this was made into a horror movie, it's about mannequins that come to life and start walking through the mall, and none of these mannequins have heads. That'd be a pretty horrifying horror movie. It would be, I think, the same as Jaws was when it came out, and people were afraid to go into the water after that. And if you made a movie about mannequins without heads coming to life, I think it'd have an equal effect on people going to malls afterwards. Or maybe it wouldn't. Maybe I'm just being ridiculous and blowing it out of proportion. I guess maybe I shouldn't lose my head over this.
Freak out. So you come down to the station, and you know you come to geek out on the poem of the week. Shout, poem of the week.
It's not for the poem of the week. It's not for the week.
It's not for the week.
For the week, so harden those stomachs and get ready. Well, Jason, it's been a long time since we've had a poem of the week segment.
And then there's nothing to harden your arteries more than a poem of the week, especially one that's wrapped in bacon and fried in Crisco.
Hey. We've got a poem of the week. We haven't done one in a while, and usually I do the poem of the week, but today we got a guest writer, my friend David Silverberg, who's in Toronto. And if you check out his website, davidsilverberg.ca, he's a hell of a writer. He's a freelance writer. He's written for all sorts of magazines, The Washington Post, The Details Magazine, Wired, you name it. And he's a gun for hire, and he's been doing spoken word in Toronto for a long time. And he's got a poem here, and it's called Oh Toronto, and we're going to enjoy it right now on this segment, Poem of the Week.
Oh, Toronto, you identity crisis, you. You widening gap between the housing haves and have-nots. You juggler of never-ending highway mangling. You last call party pooper. Oh, Toronto, you suddenly short-turning bus. You weed store lottery winner. You 24/7 rush hour. You maker of maddening Drake memes. You sushi burrito Frankenstein. You wizard of Bay Street hustle, you $12 pine puller, you street art mangler, you pump fake of a waterfront. But also Toronto, you Michelin stargazer, you rap cipher mixtape maven, you ravenous ravine influencer, you buffet of Richmond Hill Peking duck, Kensington empanadas, Scarborough rotis, you kids in the Hallmark holiday seasoning, you Queen Street body buzz, you annex puppy yoga teacher, you background actor behind Elizabeth Moss's bravado, you literarity, you winner of the inner beauty pageant, you high in the hopium of a sunshine future, no matter the clouds nudging the skyline's condo crowns.
Dave Silverberg's Oh Toronto, this week's Poem of the Week here on Shrimpfarm.crypto.
Written for the condo crowd.
It could be. It could be. I think
he summed up a lot of different aspects of Toronto. It's a melee of a city, and I appreciate where he went with that.
Melange of flavors, good foods. Kensington Market, one of my favorite places when I lived in the Big Smoke. I spent 10 years out that way.
I've spent many years with you there. Well, months.
Moments in time.
Months, moments in time.
Another moment in time here is coming to an end.
Moments in time of this hour that we've had with you. So we want to wish you a great, happy 2025. Happy New Year. We're going to be here for the next 40 to 50 years. We just hope you'll be hanging on and eventually become a fan.
You're listening to Shrimp Farm.
.crypto.
Crypto.
Right here on Shrimp Farm.
.crypto.
Crypto. Let all acquaintance be forgot. For Gary Filmon finally got his wings.
Next week, we won't see you. You're going to hear us right here on the farm.
Shrimp Farm.
Dot Crypto.
Gary Filmon finally got his wings.